For Elkhart Lake Republican Steve Castell, the idea of banning cloning is not a difficult issue. He's pushed similar bills in the past, bristles at the claim that it would somehow hinder science, and rejects the idea that his proposal is too broad.
What we're doing here is drawing a line, and we're going to say, you know what, there's a lot of great research that can be done, that will be done, but in Wisconsin, you will not be creating human life by cloning.
Where the debate gets complicated is that Castell thinks human life includes human embryos, the type used in some forms of stem cell research. That means researchers who engage in what's called therapeutic cloning of embryos would face prison time under this measure. Supporters of that research say this is the wrong message to be sending to scientists who think cloning human embryos could help isolate the causes of diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. The plan would still allow embryonic stem cell research on animals. Milwaukee Democrat Fred Kessler voted against it and explained his take on the implications.
You can do research for a liver transplant for your monkey, and you probably can even do some research for some type of transplant for your cow, but you can't do it for your grandmother.
But New Berlin Republican Mark Gundrum says there's a big difference. He says if you believe there's something that separates human beings from animals, then there's no reason to allow human embryos to be destroyed.
We need to decide if when we look in the mirror every day, we see something different, something unique, something more special than that guinea pig, than the rat, than that frog. Yes, we are members of the animal kingdom, no question about that. But the question is, are we only animals?
And Gundrum says there's no evidence that cloning embryos would actually yield any results. He says there's too much of a push in society to set aside ethics in the name of research, especially when scientists could focus on studying existing embryonic stem cell lines or adult stem cells. There are doctors who back this claim. Even researchers who think this cloning ban goes too far praise the discoveries attained through studying adult stem cells, but they also say the potential of cloning embryonic stem cells is virtually limitless. Oshkosh Republican Greg Underheim equates banning that research to the Catholic Church banning Galileo's discoveries during the Middle Ages.
So what they did was they forbade the university from letting people know the world was round. We are in fact taking a step back from that. We are not saying we don't want the public to know the world is round. We're saying we don't want to discover the world is round.
Underheim proposed changing the ban so that it would only apply to reproductive cloning, where the science is used to raise genetically identical babies. That idea was rejected. The ban would still need approval by the state Senate and Democratic Governor Jim Doyle to become law. A Senate committee advanced a similar plan earlier this week. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.